This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden again pushing Congress to act on a border deal.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators led by a very serious conservative Republican senator, as well as Democrats. The result was a compromise bill of the toughest border security reforms this country has ever seen.
His comments during an address to the League of Cities in D.C. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll requested that Judge Lewis Kaplan approve Donald Trump's $92 million bond. The former president lost a defamation case brought by the columnist who claims he sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to obstruction charges in an indictment that was added to the bribery and corruption charges he already faced. Stocks are lower so far today. This is ABC News. Some history was made at the Oscars last night.
Billie Eilish, now the youngest two-time Oscar winner.
I'm just grateful for this song and for this movie and the way that it made me feel.
The 22-year-old won Best Song for her Barbie track, What Was I Made For? And she also won for doing the James Bond theme, No Time to Die, in 2020. Oppenheimer Best Actor winner Cillian Murphy became the first Irish-born Best Actor winner.
It's really, really meaningful to me.
And history denied for Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone, who would have been the first Native American Best Actress winner. She lost to Poor Things' Emma Stone. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Two airline pilots fell asleep at the same time on the same flight, have now been temporarily suspended. They work for Indonesia's Batik Air. Air traffic controllers were unable to reach them for almost a half hour as the plane veered off course. They eventually landed safely. All 153 passengers and crew members were unharmed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A bright and beautiful day today with the heat really cranking up, soaring to high temperatures, flirting with 70 degrees. But keep in mind, winds are a bit breezy, creating a high fire danger risk. The spring-like vibes continue into tomorrow, too. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Organizers of an effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Monday submitted more than 10,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is recall organizer Matthew Snorek.
We demand an election process that we can trust, free from the so-called cheat-by-mail voting and the bloat of 3 million outdated and fake names on the voter rolls.
The recall group upset with the Republican leader because he rejected calls to decertify results of the 2020 election or impeach Megan Wolf, the state's elections administrator. Another UW System branch campus will close. Monday's announcement that UW-Milwaukee will close its Waukesha campus at the end of the spring 2025 semester will affect some 100 employees. Enrollment at the Waukesha campus was down to 672 this spring. Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. A man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for shooting a deer in the Menominee city limits while drunk. A witness said she saw a car stopped in a residential area, heard a shot, and then saw a deer fall over in October of 2022. Investigators found shotgun pellets in a nearby garage and vehicle. Investigators say Cody Wolf and Isaiah Drager took the deer to a nearby apartment, saying they wanted venison but were poor students. Wolf, who pulled the trigger, failed the breathalyzer test. He pleaded guilty and will receive a year and a half of probation after his sentence. Three wildlife groups have filed a lawsuit looking to protect the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Reserve. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation all filed a lawsuit against the Rural Utilities Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stop a power line from going over the river and wildlife refuge. They claim the Fish and Wildlife Service did not give enough time for public comment and that the 1997 National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act was violated. Authorities in Clark County say a crash that killed 9 people on Friday is one of the worst in Wisconsin history. A semi-truck hauling milk ran through a van carrying an Amish family. Only a 2-year-old inside the van survived. The sheriff's department says the truck driver died as well. The Amish family was from Virginia and headed to see relatives in Wisconsin. The state's deadliest crash came in 2002 when 9 people lost their lives in a 45-car pileup in Sheboygan County on a foggy day.
The largest business lobby in the state is appealing a ruling that gave the Department of Natural Resources the ability to regulate large dairy farms. This comes after a judge in January struck down a challenge by the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative. The permit plan has been applauded by environmental groups because it would require farms with 1,000 or more animal units to have a permit due to the massive amounts of manure that are produced by the animals. Townships across Minnesota are holding their annual meetings tomorrow. The Minnesota Association of Townships is calling the meetings Grassroots Democracy on Display. The organization says the meeting will help set local tax levies, elect township officers, and provide a forum for discussing community issues. Minnesota has more than 1,700 townships, representing more than 900,000 Minnesotans. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
There's a warning about the warm temperatures and the risk of wildfires in western Wisconsin. Durand and the Chippewa Valley could see record highs today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says both days will be above 65. The warmth, along with wind and a lack of rain, is pushing the fire danger up. The Wisconsin DNR says Pepin, Pierce, Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, and Chippewa counties are too dry and have high fire dangers. The lack of snow for this winter has started the fire season early. Forecasters are tracking a chance of rain Thursday into Friday and cooler temperatures this weekend. Dunn County will be scaling back its summer well testing program. County Water Specialist Heather Wood says last summer the county tested nearly 1,000 wells, and this year's number will be 240. She explains the idea is to get a baseline for water quality across the county. Her office isn't looking for anything specific. If more than 240 people sign up to have their well tested, there will be a waiting list. Wood says they would tackle that once they find the money. The Durand Fire Department may be waiting just a bit longer for the new ladder truck. At the last city council meeting, Fire Chief Jamie King says the truck is now on the build list for May of this year due to some supply delays, while the department has received a brand new brush truck. Meanwhile, demolition of the Tarrant Park pool begins today. The new pool is expected to be open in 2025. School leaders in Thomas say the weekend threat that sent police officers to the school came from outside of the country. The Thomas Area School District received an email threat on Saturday. Police were called and officers searched the building but didn't find any danger or anyone hurt. The district's IT department tracked the email to someone overseas. Thomas School says they're keeping an eye out when kids return to classes. Wisconsin lawmakers are moving to fire two UW regents who oppose the move to pause diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the university. A state Senate committee Thursday recommended that the full Senate let Dana Wax and John Miller go. They both voted against the agreement that would limit DEI efforts across the UW system. Senate President Chris Kapenga said the decision to place their sacred ideology over getting students ready for their careers cost both of them their jobs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock.
That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Minnesota State Fair will be offering funds to first-time livestock exhibitors. Fair officials announced last week they will offer beginning exhibitor livestock learning experience grants for the fourth year. Large animal exhibitors may receive $500, while small animal handlers could get up to $250. Now, for more information on the grant program, just visit the Minnesota State Fair website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Bell blazes to victory at Phoenix Raceway. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Christopher Bell collected his first win of the NASCAR Cup Series season and the seventh of his career Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot was happy to be in a Toyota as the manufacturer led all but 14 of the race's 312 laps, but knows that edge could fade for the championship clash.
You know, it seemed like the Toyotas had the advantage this week, and I'm sure that everybody else is going to go back to the drawing board and be a lot more competitive whenever we come back. So while it makes me feel optimistic about where we're at for the championship race, there's still a lot of racing and a lot of development that's going to go on between now and then. So I don't think you can look too much into what happens today for November.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Boot Barn is committed to supporting those who uphold the Western way of life. Denim plays a major role as a robust material that holds strong in a rugged environment. Since 1947, the Wrangler Authentic Western Jeans have brought long-lasting denim to all who embrace the cowboy lifestyle. Boot Barn is proud to support this bold legacy, one that's just as iconic now as it was then. Wrangler at Boot Barn.
Changes sweep through Titletown. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Breaking news from Green Bay and the NFL, for that matter. First, the Packers will release five-time All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari after 11 seasons. Then they informed running back Aaron Jones that he, too, will be released after 7 seasons in Green Bay. Jones, the third leading rusher in team history. Now, to replace Jones, the Packers have come to terms with 5-year Raiders veteran running back Josh Jacobs, a 2-time Pro Bowl player. Former Packers guard John Runyon Jr. comes to terms on a 3-year, $30 million deal with the New York Giants. Safety Darnell Savage has agreed to a 3-year free agent deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Elsewhere in the NFL, Kirk Cousins is on the move. He goes to Atlanta on a 3-year deal. Also, Saquon Barkley will become a member of the Philadelphia Eagles after 6 seasons with the New York Giants. Former Badger center Tyler Biadasz goes from Dallas to rival Washington on a 3-year, $30 million deal. Running back Tony Pollard goes from the Cowboys to the Titans on a 3-year, $24 million deal. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Frequent Outdoor News contributor Joe Shedd says that the mild weather this late winter and leading into spring has created tough conditions for folks out searching for white-tailed deer shed antlers. I'll share some of his tips for shed hunting after a non-winter when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Frequent contributor to Outdoor News Joe Shedd says that the theme for his antler shed hunting season this year is lower your expectations. With virtually no snow for most of the winter, finding food has been pretty easy for whitetails the past several months. That means that rather than congregating in deer yards, whitetails have been more widely dispersed this year. That means antler sheds are going to be scattered across a wider area too. Successful antler shed hunters this spring are going to have to cover a lot of ground. On the bright side, he notes that there could be a fair number of sheds remaining from the winter of 2022 to 23. A year ago, sheds were buried until well into April, so there was a short window last spring between deep snow and spring green-up. Some of those year-old sheds might still be on the landscape this spring. For that reason, shed hunters shouldn't be afraid to hit classic whitetail wintering spots like south-facing hillsides, cedar swamps, and dogwood thickets. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today with the heat really cranking up, soaring to high temperatures, flirting with 70 degrees. But keep in mind, winds are a bit breezy, creating a high fire danger risk. The spring-like vibes continue into tomorrow, too. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that one described it as just being kind of tired. We had, of course, the cancellation coming from China that affected the wheat market, and the soybeans just could not pull themselves above the water. We kind of saw that as well on the livestock side. A lot of negativity feel going on. We're going to get a lot of details today, including what's going on in South America with Don Rose. Don is with U.S. Commodities. And I think we need to start out because everybody this morning on social media, Don, was talking about this China cancellation, you know, that whole buy the rumor, sell the fact situation. And it sure brought wheat up to another positive trade day.
Yeah, it did, Susan. I think that's the point. I mean, we've been under a lot of pressure. We've reached some levels where Russia's been selling wheat way below the market. Egypt picked up some big purchases here last week, gave us some support there, but and a key reversal last week. So moving fast forward, you're just like you said, we had a big cancellation and, you know, maybe more to come, and the market reacted positive. So I think the point is we've got an awful lot of negative news dialed into this market. And I think the trade's looking forward now to listen, what can happen around the United States, weather switching to North America, you know, dry in a lot of areas. So, I think we've kind of matured past the bearish news, reacting positive to negative news.
So what's your takeaway on this wheat market? Because it definitely struggled again today.
Well, you know, I think overall the market, you know, when you look at it, we had a key reversal in the wheat, you know, here last week. That was a big positive sign. We get negative news out of China cancellation, and the market goes up sharply. So I think really what it means is we've just got the news dialed in. We're at fair market value, and I think we're looking forward to, you know, what can happen, you know, with the weather as we move forward, really.
Now, you're not only just talking weather here in the United States. You're looking at weather in South America at this point, too, aren't you?
Well, you know, most definitely. I think when you look at the weather tomorrow, we're going to have CONAB in the morning is going to come out with their estimate on what they think the size of the corn and soybean crop in Brazil is. And by the way, there's a huge discrepancy between Brazil and our CONAB and the USDA. So to put it in, how much of a discrepancy? Anywhere from 330 million to 430 million bushels on soybeans, and somewhere around 310, 320 million bushels on corn. So not even close when you're talking those numbers, basically the whole carryout on soybeans. But the weather, most definitely, you know, yield so far, we're about 60% harvested on Brazil soybeans, of course, in the north coming down, and about 99% planted on the second corn crop in Mato Grosso. But yield so far, actually, Susan, on the soybeans is consistently under what the farmer thought. So now maybe it's going to pick up as we move further south here and more aggressive, but getting pretty far along in the harvest. And looking at the weather going forward, most definitely, I think that kind of helped give the corn a boost here today. The 6 to 10 day forecast, basically 10 day forecast for the safrina corn. That's more the concern as they're going to hit pollination the end of March into April. And it's a 10 day forecast is dry and hot in the 90s. The 11 to 15 day maps, which were supposed to pull some moisture through, really didn't have it in the maps here. So in the GFS or the EU. So I think it's concerning for the Brazil second corn crop, the exportable crop. Argentina, by the way, is pretty favorable.
Now, it's kind of nice that folks might not know, you and I are talking right now. You are not in the United States in your U.S. office. You are in your South American office. So what has been the feel amongst producers as they get this crop harvested? Are they happy with yield numbers? Is there some discrepancies out there?
Well, you know, I think most definitely on the yield, first of all, on soybeans, it's, I think it's disappointing so far, you know, far enough along. So I think they believe, you know, they watch the markets just like we do here, and they believe that their government, CONAB, is more accurate than the U.S. government, think that they're just not on pace with what's really happening. You know, so we'll see. I think that's really the rub that we have. And as far as the second corn crop, you know, the prices were pretty low. July, when they were planting, you know, most of the corn, it was really the price July into August was really, I would say, $2.65 a bushel to $3. So really, they cut back on fertilizer, cut back on some of the inputs. And I think if this heat comes at us, continues to come at us, you know, as the monsoon might be dying early, it's going to be a real effect as far as the yield, Susan.
Does it come as any surprise that we continue to hear those weather discrepancies here in the U.S. as they look at weather in South America?
Well, you know, as far as the yield, I think most definitely. I mean, I think if you're on the ground in South America that, you know, you just think that the numbers are just off to way off in the United States. But we'll see. Government is slow to react. You know, actually gave us some bearish numbers on Thursday or Friday. I don't think the trade respected those because, you know, we had a 20-cent push up in soybeans on that day. So, and I think we're really starting to switch to the weather here in the U.S. We're not that far away, Susan, from what, 14 trading days now away from the big acres and stocks and all positions report. So, you know, that's going to be a market mover. And then weather as we go forward continues to bubble to the top here. And, you know, the northeast corner of Iowa is kind of the epicenter of the drought, but it really fans out through a lot of the western Corn Belt.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to look at as we get ready for the second half of the Monday version of the Channel Final Bell. As you heard, the CONAB, of course, numbers coming out tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Well, let's take a look at other factors that are pushing the market, like what we saw on the livestock side, to the negative. More is coming up. It is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Don Rose. Don, of course, is with U.S. Commodities. And during the front half, Don, you were talking about the CONAB numbers that are set to come out. How much of an influence or how much watching should we do in the marketplace tomorrow when all that comes out?
But yeah, Susan, I think it's probably more important how we react to the news than anything else. You know, we actually had bearish news on Friday and the market moved higher. So we'll see what CONAB comes out with. But my guess is our government is 156 metric tons. That's almost 5.7 billion bushels. And my guess is that CONAB is going to be closer to 147, but we'll see, which is closer to a 5.35 billion. So you know, I think there's about a 300 million bushel difference, so we'll see once if they actually come up with it. I think so. Same thing with the corn crop. It's not even close. You know, the government's basically at about a 4.9 billion bushel crop, and I wouldn't be surprised if CONAB comes out with more like a 4.7 billion bushel crop. But, you know, and those are market-making differences when you're looking at the U.S. and the world-ending stocks. So, the discrepancy is there. and we'll see once how the trade reacts to them, whether they're bullish or bearish numbers, much like we saw on Friday with the USDA numbers.
So I'm curious, when you talk about those discrepancies, what is the differentiation and why do we not see kind of more equalized information? Is it because we got two totally different governments looking at data?
Well, yeah, I think when you look at it, Susan, I think, one, our USDA moves very slow. They don't want to have an erratic type of trade. They don't want to go too low and then have to move it up and back and forth. So, you know, historically, they've moved down slow. Just like last year, they moved the yield up on corn slow right into the very end of the January final report, taking it up 2.4 bushels. So I think it's more that they move down slower, and the Brazil government is trying to be just what it is right now. And I would suspect that the USDA starts to move closer to Brazil than Brazil moving closer to the USDA on both corn and soybeans. So another interesting one is in the last report, the government did say that they're not going to take the import numbers from China on their demand. And remember, they're the largest soybean buyer in the world. They don't trust their numbers anymore. And so they say they're going to count vessels versus taking the numbers from the China on the import numbers of soybeans and meal.
Interesting. Anything else on the grain side that you want to talk about before we switch to livestock?
Well, you know, I think that it's, you know, we've got some very dry conditions across the Midwest, and that probably is going to be a focal point as we hit the March 28th report, and then we have a three-day holiday weekend, so a lot of fireworks coming up there around Good Friday.
All right, let's look at the livestock side, and again, another market that just couldn't seem to get any fire going into it, and we saw kind of the start of the week with a lot of negativity. What's your takeaway from this cattle complex?
Well, you know, I think, one, you know, the corn market higher, you know, that's always an anchor for the feeder cattle, the cattle in general. But, you know, I don't think it's about the numbers. It's well documented that the cattle numbers are going to be tight, you know, going to be tight here for a couple of years. Just not going to have that many twins or triplets, you know, to make up the difference. Impossible. We know that on a sidebar of. But anyway, I think it's really about the demand side of the market. And I think when you look at the heart of it, January beef exports were actually down 4.1% versus a year ago. And you look at some of these countries, Japan down 11%, South Korea down 2.5%, China down 12%. Of course, then the big winner, Mexico, our border, up 17% versus a year ago. So, and we're also bringing in a lot of meat. Our beef imports we're up 38% versus a year ago, and most of that coming from Brazil, up almost 50%. So, you know, I guess my point is our exports are slowing down, our imports are increasing, and is our domestic demand going to hold with higher interest rates? So it's the demand side and some of these structures around the world that I think you have to look at as much as you do the tightness in the cattle market going forward.
Don, do you think this sets the tone, though, for the rest of the week, or is there a chance for a turnaround Tuesday?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it, I think it's a slow rollover in the beef market. I think the trade wants to still be positive. The fundamentals domestically are positive on cattle. So, you know, it feels like a market that wanted to test some of those last year highs. Kind of turn back here, kind of measuring with the packer losing money, measuring, you know, some of these other things. So I think it's on hold here. The technicals are soft. You know, and the same thing when you look over to the hog market, I know some of the technical Elliott Wave stuff thinks that maybe we put in a top in the hogs.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You bet. Can reach us, Susan, at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and the local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. On Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report released by the USDA, traders were watching closely for updates to the size of both the corn and soybean crops in South America. I'll have those details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
As of March 5th, the soybean harvest in the country of Brazil was about 47% complete. And traders have been hoping to glean more information about the early season impact of heat and drought across much of the growing area. Many were looking for insight in Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from the USDA. And those traders were largely disappointed on that front, as officials at USDA only reduced the size of the Brazilian soy harvest by about 1 million metric tons, leaving their guess at production at 155 million, well above many other market estimates. Despite that bit of bad news, the bean market was able to rally following the report, as USDA noted soybean import volumes into China have been climbing, and now officials see that country as needing as much as 110 million more bushels of beans. Domestically, USDA made few changes to the soy balance sheet, though they did note that American soybean processors have been able to increase the percentage of meal crushed from each bushel. With no changes, ending stocks figures held steady at 315 million bushels, slightly tighter than the average analyst guess. Similar to the soy complex, USDA made no revisions to U.S. supply and demand for the corn balance sheet, with ending stocks still expected to come in at 2.172 billion bushels. One change for U.S. growers was the drop in the season average expected price for corn to $4.75, which they say was based on, quote, observed prices to date this year. Globally, traders were also watching for an update on the South American corn crop, and the data was a mixed bag. Brazilian production was expected to be unchanged with last month, holding steady at 124 million metric tons, slightly more than 4.8 billion bushels. The trade was expecting to see about 2 million tons fewer. I'll have more details when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Global ending stocks for corn, soy, and wheat all shrank last month, according to the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. And the report was also friendly to the livestock markets, as production expectations for both beef and pork were increased for 2024. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm once again with highs into the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, high low 60s. Rain chances move into the area Wednesday night. That carries on over into Thursday, cooler for the rest of the week. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. 7 kids on a two-lane road. Had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good. When I think about those summer nights, singing out the window on the back road, sweet child of mine, sipping on the locals, sparking light. Ain't it funny how the best days of my life is all that wasted. Silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame and the days got sold to the grit in the game. But I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. 7 kids on a two-lane road.
Still feels so good.
car. Only music that we had was out the left speaker. We were living every second till the time ran out. We had nothing, but we had it all. And I think about those summer nights, sneaking out the window, running back roads, your hand in mine. We were going nowhere, but we were so alive. In a crazy high, the best days of my life was all that wasted time. All that wasted time. We were swinging out
in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. Think of happy ever after, you and me together. I was out of my league. I kept my heart hidden. Now I'm wishing that I didn't. Oh, who am I kidding? You were even intriguing. I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been you. If I'd only met you, if I'd only let you know what you meant to me. And if I could, I would give you a demonstration of how my imagination thought it ought to be. So much for pretending.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM. WRDN.
Shadow whiskey can't stop looking at the door. a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, alone with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do, this is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. Feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles away, or you might be just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. And you'll feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn,
till you drift off to dream in my
nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
You like the way that sounds?